Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. First thing I see Audrey this morning as we're all walking in, and I go, "How you feeling today?" She's like, "I'm still feeling a little rough from the weekend."
My voice sounds so deep. So deep.
Yeah.
I'm a little tired.
It's all right. We'll shake it off, man. We'll shake it off.
A woo girl over the weekend.
You were what?
A woo girl.
What's a woo girl?
Woo!
Oh.
And I'm a girl.
Oh.
I've never heard of a woo girl before?
No.
All girls that are at concerts and all they go is like, woo!
I thought she meant like Ric Flair.
Hold on, did you just do the peace sign up in the air?
Woo.
You did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now you've learned a new term this morning.
The worst.
The woo girl.
The worst.
Wow.
Well, I was she. We were one. I was her.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back to reality, Mr. Woo.
It's dark here.
Some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off with some bad news today?
A 31-year-old by the name of Steven Enberg. He was in Scottsdale, Arizona, Sunday night, doing some drinking, came across a cop car parked in the road with its lights on. No cops inside, so he decided, well, I'm going to help out. Hopped in the police car, pulled it over to the side of the road, parked it for him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just got out, started walking away, but the cops saw him do it and caught up with him. Turned out they were responding to a call at a nearby business, and he was told them he was just trying to help since they were blocking a lane of traffic. But obviously, can't just hop into a cop car like that. Also didn't help that his blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit. He is facing charges for driving under the influence on lawful means of transportation.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine I don't think most people, if they were to come across a cop car with its lights on in an intersection, would think that I should probably move this.
Most people wouldn't, but that's because they're not as helpful as 31-year-old Steven Enberg.
Well, luckily he got some help himself. They helped him, and now he's going to have a place to stay over the weekend.
Yes, he will. Some good news today as well. A cross-eyed rescue cat. Have you guys seen this one?
No.
Okay, so it's Belarus, kind of like walrus, but Belarus.
Please tell me there's a tongue derp involved as well. I need both cross-eyes and a little
Belarus.
That's Belarus.
Belarus, not Belarus?
Belarus.
Okay, Belarus. Sure. Belarus.
That's where I believe Andrei Arlovsky is from.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not up on my Eastern European bloc cities.
Belarus.
Dave, it's right next to Lithuania.
Okay.
And all right.
But where's the cat?
Why would he be named after an Eastern European city?
I don't know. People name their cats and their kids stupid things all the time.
Moni has pulled up the picture, and holy wow, he has a derp. His eyes are definitely crossed. But what did he do?
He has googly eyes, and the reason why this is making headlines is because this post of this particular cat was on the San Francisco Animal Care and Control website back in June of 2018, and an animal lover by the name of Rachel Krall said she couldn't resist going to meet the cat despite not being a huge cat person. She said that the cat stole her heart, and now the two-year-old has been doing the same all over the world. More than 250,000 followers on his gram. His favorite hobbies include juggling, waiting for his food machine, and looking in two directions at once.
Wow.
Juggling?
Juggling.
Yeah.
It's a really cute cat.
I guess they're really selling cute pictures of this cat on t-shirts and other merchandise, and it's raising money for other animal shelters. So him being so ugly
has made him cute. He's like Grumpy Cat.
Well, he's way cuter than Grumpy Cat. Like,
but
Grumpy
I mean,
Cat
it's just
was
that,
super
it's
grumpy.
That look where we all just want to like a little derpy animal, right?
So
this woman said, while I originally only pledged 50% of the profits to the shelter for our first campaign, I actually donated 100% of the proceeds.
Good for them.
Why is it that we as people like love weird looking, goofy, derpy animals, but like when it comes to like people, like nobody, like if I'm looking like, you know, my eyes are cross-eyed and my tongue's hanging out of my mouth, nobody thinks I'm cute. Everybody loves a fat dog, like a thick boy.
Your wife does a fat pug.
She likes you with a couple extra pounds on you. Yeah, rub your belly. Pat your little belly button.
She's the only one.
She's lying to him.
And she's lying.
This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
It seems, and maybe it's just a perception thing, but it seems that people are getting more and more intolerant of these enormous multi-billion-dollar corporations that aren't paying their fair share of taxes.
Yeah, because it's tax time right now. Most people are getting their W-2s back. And you start to do,
even
like,
if you don't have to pay, you realize how much you've paid.
Yeah, you look
and then you're like, that's like 40% of the money that I made this past year went to taxes in some cases.
Yeah.
Well, and we're normal people.
Yeah. Facebook is now preparing to fight the IRS crackdown on its Irish tax shelter in a court battle. Facebook and the IRS going to have to resolve this one. The company attempts to fend off tax liability that could cost it some $9 billion. So they're $9 billion short on paying their taxes. And it's the same old scheme. So U.S. technology companies sometimes don't have to pay the 12.5% Irish corporate tax rate. And so what they'll do is they'll take all their money, they'll funnel it out of the United States over to Ireland, and it's basically an Irish loophole. It's called the Double Irish, and we were talking about Google doing this not too long ago as well. They frequently take advantage of a quirk of Irish tax law, which allows companies to designate an Irish registered company as being a tax resident elsewhere, an arrangement tax professionals, again, call the Double Irish. But
wow,
if Facebook hasn't paid $9 billion that they owe to the United States government for, you know, operating in the United States when all of the rest of us have to pay our share, not cool. Already hate Facebook. This somehow makes it worse.
Also, yeah. Also, only good Double Irish thing. Coffee.
Ooh.
Is it called a Double Irish coffee?
No, I like a double though.
Oh, you like?
We're gonna make it today for the
double,
story.
Double it works right now. And then a single shot of the Baileys, and then. Mm.
Well, speaking of a big money, about this? Bill Gates has just commissioned a new boat.
Okay.
Any guesses as to what type of boat it is?
A big ass boat.
Yep. And do you think larger than a pontoon, perhaps?
I'm gonna say no.
No, it's much larger than a pontoon.
Is it the world's largest pontoon?
It is a 370-foot-long yacht, and it comprises of 5 decks, complete with space for 14 guests, 31 crew members, a gym, a yoga studio, a beauty room, a massage parlor, a cascading pool on its rear deck. Most impressive feature locked away in the hold is a 28-ton vacuum-sealed tanks that are cooled to negative 423 degrees Fahrenheit and filled with liquid and hydrogen, which powers the ship.
Okay,
oh my
so
gosh.
It's gonna be it's a clean ship.
Yeah. So all Gates, right. 64 years old, is known to regularly take vacations on board super yachts. However, this is the first time he has ever bought one. In the past, he would usually rent boats during summer trips to the Mediterranean. The new vessel not expected to be ready until 2024. And although the new yacht is going to be run on liquid hydrogen, there's also an engine that runs diesel fuel because, as you would imagine, there's not a lot of hydrogen refueling stations around.
But has the option to be cleaner if wants, because boats in general, especially larger boats, are some of the worst polluters on the planet. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like the cruise ships?
Oh, yeah. The cruise ships are not good for the environment at all.
I mean, if you just look at cruise ships, it's just a big barrel of black smoke going out into the sea. And you think about how much fuel they have to burn in order to move around. It's a floating hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I still love them. I still love my cruises, though.
Yeah. You and Bill Gates alike, my friend.
Sorry, future generations. Suck it.
Oh, I need my now time.
That's right. I need my Disney cruise.
A huge central staircase spirals around a water feature, a beauty and fitness suite. Rear deck features two entertaining areas, one upper, one lower, and along with the cascading pool. The sun loungers in the outdoor dining space. This is quite the boat.
I was going to say, where's the movie theater? But the entertaining lounges, I guess. That falls under that
category.
That
seems like a really, really excessive, I mean, obviously excessive boat, but, like, are they just going to have a bunch of parties on this boat?
Yeah.
Like, for her to have a giant, like, yoga studio?
Like, how many days a year can you possibly be spending on this boat?
Because he's
going
to rent it out to other, like, not billionaires. Well, maybe some billionaires. Maybe the guys who have, like, $1 or $2 billion.
Yeah.
But not the people, you know.
No millionaires allowed.
No millionaires. Blech. No millionaires.
Ew.
How dare you? Only three commas only, man. Three commas.
Would you guys want to be on this flight? British Airways has recorded its fastest ever transatlantic flight on a plane from New York to London. It arrived in just 4 hours and 56 minutes. So less than 5 hours.
No, that seems... They used to be able to make it to London to, like...
The previous fastest was just north of 5 hours.
The Concorde made it way faster than that, man. Like, this may be commercial jetliner, but that Concorde... You remember the Concorde back in the day?
Yeah.
That was like, had the weird little nose that was kind of like down. You're like, are you all right there, buddy? You drink too much? What's going on with you?
Why won't that nose get up? What's going on with
you? But they discontinued. The Concorde used to make it super fast, but as far as like...
This is a Boeing 747,
okay,
all right? So this is a normal passenger jet.
Gotcha.
They're saying that it was going 800 miles per hour, and it's because it was caught up in this storm that had 200 mile per hour winds. Like, do you want to be on a plane that's like, all right, we're going to jump in the middle of this storm?
It's going to rocket us there.
This jet stream, isn't that what it's called? Whenever you go, like, really, really, well,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
I mean, if you catch the jet stream, then you go much faster, which is why, you know, depending on which direction you're going across the country,
can you imagine those pilots?
It's a lot faster.
Just like, I just envision that just being like a threat for them. This becomes the party plane really quick.
Just come skidding in 4 hours and 56 minutes. Yeah, we did it.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, I want to make this clear. If I ever see you out and about and I have my dog with me, you are not allowed to pet her. Anyone else but you, but I can't risk her catching anything from you. She's my world. And the last thing I need is you corrupting her with your BS anti-firework, make all drugs legal propaganda. Not my family, you monster.
Message deleted.
First off, stop shooting your fireworks off at 4 a.m. Doesn't matter. Stop that. Okay. Second of all, I didn't say legalize all drugs. I said decriminalize all drugs. Big difference there. Look into what Portugal's done. It's a game changer. And second of all, or third of all.
Look into what who's done?
Portugal.
Okay.
I was speaking its name in its native tongue, Dave.
I see.
Portugal.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Portugal.
Portugal.
Portugal.com.
And lastly,
you're probably selling the tickets.
And lastly, I don't want to touch your nasty-ass creepy dog that who knows your weird over-attachment that you got to it. What you doing with that dog, you perv?
I feel triggered. What do you mean, weird over attachment?
You hear what this guy's talking about? Yeah, he's obviously got an unhealthy.
Yeah, you hear?
He's got an unhealthy relationship.
Oh,
plain and simple.
Might be legal in Portugal, but not here.
That's
Portugal.
Right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I know you guys talk about how you could get away with no social media. Well, everyone except Audrey. Do you think you could go without Netflix or Hulu though? I mean, would you give up socials to keep your streaming services? Ben's life is a real one.
Message deleted.
I feel like I could give up any category if necessary. I wouldn't like it, but I could. It'd be fine. But giving them all up would be really tough.
What would you prefer to give up, though?
I mean, if I had to give up
I'd give up
Netflix,
social media over my streaming services in a heartbeat.
Would
but
you?
I can give up my streaming services because here's the problem. Like, whenever I'm on Netflix, all I do is, like, look for stuff. I spend 30 minutes trying to find something. I find nothing, and then I just go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I don't even need to subscribe. I just need to be. I should just go to like iTunes
or
iMovie and just watch trailers.
Is there anything worse than when you want to watch something and you spend so much time looking for it that you're not able to find anything in time for your little window before you have to go to bed?
Yes.
You just feel like you failed.
I failed.
Yeah.
But I couldn't commit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was just going to ask you, like, do too many options freak you out and make you feel like you're not going to pick right thing? Because that's what happens for me. It's never going to be the right choice.
Well, the problem is I don't know half the stuff is. And the rating system on Netflix is such garbage anyway. Put the Rotten Tomatoes scores for the TV shows, all of that. Put it on there. That I will use your service 1,000 times more. But if I have to log on to my computer, do some research, it's too many steps in that moment.
Oh, you have to deep dive before you even
turn on a show? I'm not starting something that's going to be garbage if I'm going to invest that much time into
it. Just finished that first season of Messiah. That was good.
Was it?
Yeah. I liked it. I watched, even though it's not a series, I watched Knives Out last night.
Is it a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie. 2-hour movie. Daniel Craig, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, yeah. Is that
Chris
on Netflix?
Pine. No, it just came out to rent. Rent on.
Pretty good?
Dude, so good.
Really?
Like a murder mystery?
Ooh, love
so
a good murder
Christopher
mystery.
Christopher Plummer? Oh, man.
Ooh.
I was just like, there's a lot of mystery movies out there that are cliche.
Yeah.
Not cliche at all. Funny, great actors.
Knives Out.
And Daniel Craig with a southern accent.
Really?
Oh.
Phenomenal.
Get out of here.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. Do you remember the last time you disappointed your grandma? I'm not going to tell you what I did, but she was not happy with me. So can any of you help me alleviate this pain and knowing I let her down? Okay, fine. I just didn't call her for 2 weeks, but she's seriously pissed with me.
Message deleted.
Probably when I got my first tattoo. LOL.
Really?
Yeah.
How many tattoos are you in now?
I don't even know anymore. Not that. I mean, I just have my arm done and a couple on the other arm.
Yeah.
Maybe like 10 or something.
But she doesn't like them.
No. Like, oh, you got another one.
Do you cover them up when you go see her so she doesn't yell at you?
I used to, but now when we go back, she's got a pool, so
I'm just like, oh boy.
There's another one, Grandma. Suck it.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
So another couple of funny pranksters. A couple of teenagers decided to spray down a Walmart with disinfectant while wearing signs that say, caution, I have the coronavirus. So funny.
Hilarious. My guess is
their parents
doing this for the gram or for YouTube.
Yeah, we don't know the 17-year-old that was left out of the story, but the 19-year-old, his name is Tyler.
If you're 17 and you're doing this, you know, charge them as an adult, whoever the district attorney is down there, because they know better.
They have been charged with disorderly conduct, retail theft, criminal trespass. 17-year-old was arrested on counts of disorderly conduct and criminal trespass. The pair caused about $10,000 worth of damage in the process, $7,300 in loss of produce in the cleanup of their stunt, $2,400. There are 12 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S., including a couple of people in Chicago who became the first U.S. case of person-to-person spread of the coronavirus. Again, you know, people all over the world dying from this. You know, I know there's a lot of hysteria about it and everything else, and Mahoney's not a big fan of overblowing what it is. Because some of these cases are just not as severe as they're making it seem. However, they still don't have a way of stopping this.
Right.
And it's terrifying. And so doing a prank to try to do it, like you said, for the gram or for your hilarious YouTube channel, not cool.
See, I feel like, I mean, as a 19-year-old who would be hanging out with a 17-year-old, don't you feel like that person's just like a little bit more on the immature side? You're saying slap the book at them. You don't think that there's any room for some personal growth in there?
No, I don't. If you go into a place like a Walmart and you ruin $10,000 or $7,000 worth of produce because you're spraying chemicals all over their food, you know better than that. Slap them down, make them pay the fines, and
for sure make them pay the fines.
Make them do six months in county. Really?
6 months in county.
We live in a society, Dave, and if you operate in rules outside of that society, especially intentionally...
I'm familiar with how societies work. Thank you. You don't have to lecture me on that.
What did that one person get charged for licking the Bluebell ice cream? What did they get charged with?
Next to nothing?
No, they hit her pretty hard.
No, because she went and bought the Bluebell. So she was doing it for the stunt of it.
Right.
But then she actually went and purchased the Bluebell.
You're thinking about the Arizona iced tea guy, the Bluebell chick. Did not.
No,
so
she
what
did
she end up they
arrested
her.
With her?
Yeah, I know they arrested her, but they didn't throw her in county for 6 months.
So it was probably like, what? Let's guesstimate, like 3 months, like probation, house arrest kind of thing.
I mean, like, I'm with you. Like, make them pay the fines in their entirety. Give them 500 hours of community service, but 6 months in county. I mean,
six months in county.
For a 17-year-old and a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's some room for, I mean, everybody does, especially in today's internet age. Like, I mean, I know all of the pranks
are absolutely
terrible.
Not everybody causes 10 grand worth of damage.
So we're going to take one person and set an example for six months.
That's how laws work.
For one person?
Six months in county.
That's how laws work.
You know, you see somebody who gets that kind of punishment.
Put them in jail for a weekend and they'll never do anything like this again.
It's not about
6 months.
It's not about
county.
Them. It's the about the idiots who are going to try to copycat that moving forward.
So Southwest is giving its employees 6 months of extra pay.
Wow.
Yeah. You mean 6 weeks?
What did I say? 6 months? Yeah.
I was going to say, holy. I was like, half a year?
They're charging for bags now.
Yeah. Double.
Oh, man.
So it's about $125 million worth of bonus compensation. And part of it is that it was going to be more, but because of the whole fiasco with Boeing and the Air Max planes that had to be grounded.
They had the largest portion of their planes were, I believe, 737 Maxes, or they had more 737 Maxes than any other airline. And, those are grounded and still right now.
Yeah, so it would have been, like I said, even more, but there's about 60,000 employees that are going to get a $667 million profit-sharing bonus.
Shoot.
That means that some eligible employees will get about 12.2% of their annual salary, which is the equivalent to about, like I said, 6 weeks of pay, which is huge. Other employees will get the contribution added to their retirement accounts. But, yeah, that's a big deal, man.
Yeah.
Anytime you can reward. So this was, like I said, if they wouldn't have paid out as much as they did in these with this compensation for their employees for this bonus, they would have been about even for the year, actually up just a little bit, all things considered. But this is how you keep good employees. And if you don't have high turnover rates.
Delta recently did this, too. They had 90,000 employees that they paid $1.6 billion to. So, I mean, this is pretty cool. But like you said, I mean, if you want to have really good employees, which Southwest almost always does. I've met like two grumpy Southwest employees
on how many flights?
Right.
On, you know,
hundreds of flights.
Yeah. I feel like I would be the person who would need to have it immediately go into my retirement, because if I got like, my hands on it.
Don't give me that cash. Oh,
it's
I'm going shopping.
It's like a tax.
It's going down. You get that. 100 Bravas.
You get that and your tax return at the same time.
Oh, I am buying a Puma.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.
Ushu, you're buying Ushu with the bonus?
Yeah. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents. Are you smarter than a community college dropout?
Michael, welcome to the show. I have to warn you that Mahoney got himself a victory last week for the first time since 2012, so he's feeling pretty confident today. I believe in you, though. Mahoney may have just lucked out last week with some easy questions. Let's see how you fare today. Let's talk a little bit about your background, level of education. How far did you get?
So I got almost done with an associate's degree in pre-engineering. I'm actually back at school right now for information technology, so I just started.
Are you the old guy that's sitting up front? How old are you?
I am 38 years old.
Not that old. Not that old.
Getting close, though.
I mean, we're not.
Aren't
we're
you
38? I'm 38.
Oh, yeah.
that's why he gets the sympathy from Mahoney on not being that old.
Not that old. We're not. Yeah. We're not. You're not answering questions. You're not asking asinine questions, are you? Like, keep the class there after, you know, the teacher has
Could
already
you explain that further?
No. Yeah. He's not going to ask the proper questions to get him the answer he needs. Don't shame him for being a questioner.
Oh, I will shame anybody who keeps the class there for an extended amount of time. You could have asked this question 20 minutes ago.
Speaking of wrapping things up, can you leave?
Shut up.
Go to your room.
Shut up.
Go to your room.
Go to your room. Do not slam the door. I'll take it off the hinges.
So you and Mahoney are going to be asked the exact same questions today. There is a total of 6 questions, meaning there is a pass, should you choose to use it. And, Michael, I would encourage you to use the pass sooner rather than later if you need it, okay?
Sounds good.
Here is question number 1. The beaver is the national emblem of which country?
Man, I'm going to pass.
Okay, good pass. I don't think anyone knows that.
Is
maybe
it Canada?
It's Canada, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe just kind of guessing, but sure. All right, what is the capital of Hawaii?
Is that Honolulu?
It is.
Yeah. Attaboy, Michael.
On the board with 1, well done. Next question, a shuttlecock is used in what sport?
Badminton.
That's right, badminton.
Hell
is
yeah,
correct.
It is, Michael.
Hell
it
yeah,
is badminton. It is.
What is the name of the bear in the Jungle Book?
That's Baloo.
Yeah, man, 3 for 3. Mm-hmm. Great. 2 more to go. Who is pictured on the U.S. $50 bill?
That is Andrew Jackson.
Sure about that?
You sure about that?
On a $50 bill, it's not Andrew Jackson, though. That's on a $20 bill. Would that be Hamilton?
No. No, it's Ulysses S. Grant on the 50.
Oh,
on the
Ulysses, yes. Caesar, however you say it.
I don't ever see those types of money.
50
He's a student.
Too large, too large.
And final one for you. What Italian city is known as the City of Water?
That would be Venice.
Yeah, very nice. 4 of 5. Good job. So Mahoney's going to come back in. He is going to be asked the exact same questions. And if he starts to get a lot wrong, I predict that he will start screaming about how they are stupid questions.
Yeah, we were cheating or something.
Yeah, colluding or some
Should
nonsense.
We tell him that we were cheating so hard.
Yeah, we were cheating so hard.
Oh, here he is.
Here we go. All the collusion that here you helped Brian right. out with all
his
the
name
time.
Is, his name
whatever.
Is Michael.
Whatever.
All right.
Nobody cares.
There's a total of 6, meaning there's 1 pass should you choose to use it. Question number 1, the beaver is the national emblem of which country?
Canada.
Yeah.
I know my...
I know your beeves?
Yes, that's right.
What is the capital of Hawaii?
Honolulu.
Yep. 2 for 2. A shuttlecock is used in what sport?
Badminton.
How is that just common knowledge? Who
knows that? I mean, among other things.
What is the name of the bear in the Jungle Book?
Baloo.
Baloo.
Oh, my God.
Who is pictured on the U.S. $50 bill?
Grant.
Yes.
What the... What's happening?
That's 5 for 5. Michael, you only got 4. Mahoney wins. Back-to-back
week,
7
of you set Brian up. You build him up. Mahoney hasn't won since 2012.
Brian,
then I come out here and I smash his face.
His name is Michael.
His name is Michael. You didn't smash his face. You beat him by 1.
Because he thought Andrew Jackson was on the $50 bill.
Because he doesn't normally get $50 bills.
He doesn't normally get 50s. Leave him alone.
That's a five.
He doesn't need to get bullied and shit. Right, no,
that's a five.
God, you are stupid.
Whatever.
How do you live this life and somehow win things like this when you're this dumb?
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So the Oscars went down on Sunday. Did you guys get excited about this?
No.
I turned it. I watched the whole thing.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I watched what I saw on Twitter, and that's about it.
It was actually pretty good.
I'm over awards.
Yeah.
I don't care what celebrities and Hollywood really has to say much about anything. It's just one giant glad hand for each other, you know?
Well, Tom Hanks was in the front row, so we got to see a national treasure almost all night long enjoying himself, so that was great.
That is nice. Parasite, of course, was the big upset winner for Best Picture. Anyone actually seen Parasite here?
I haven't seen it, but it swept.
Yeah. It's good.
I don't feel like reading during a movie.
It's good?
It's a great film. I really enjoyed
it. Isn't the entire thing in South Korean?
Yes. Yes, it's all subtitled.
You don't feel like reading during a movie?
No.
Okay.
Too much work.
You're exhausted.
Too much work.
They actually got a standing O multiple times, and they tried to pull the curtain on him, and the crowd was able to actually get the people, I guess, like the production team, to let them continue speak to their people in their native tongue. It was really, really cool. It was a moment.
If you win Best Director or Best Picture, you get all the time that you want, probably. You know, don't start playing those guys off.
Yeah, so the big awards.
Play off the makeup people.
Joaquin Phoenix obviously gets the lead actor. Brad Pitt got one for supporting actor in Once Upon a Time. Renee Zellweger got best actress for Roadside Attractions, Judy.
Which is she Southern? Because she put on a thick Southern accent last night while accepting an award.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
She played Judy Garland. I'm surprised that Brad Pitt won. I liked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but I honestly thought Brad Pitt's performance was just very average,
yeah,
even for a Brad Pitt performance.
Laura Dern got the nod for Netflix's Marriage Story for supporting actress.
So great,
yeah.
But she was the lawyer in it,
yeah.
But she was like the second supporting actress.
Do you know what is exhausting to me is that when all these shows are going on, how many people decide that they need to get on social media and talk about how they never watch movies? Like you get some sort of cred for I never go to the theater and watch movies anymore.
Okay. It made me actually realize that I missed out on a lot of really good flicks that I'm going to have to watch now.
So 1917, I'd never even heard of that before the Golden Globes came out. And then I was like, I'm going to go see it. And fantastic. So that's one thing that I like about award season is that it kind of brings to the surface some
really
good movies
ones
that you probably didn't even know were out there.
Yeah. Little Women. Yeah. I was getting all kinds of nods and accolades last night. I want to go see that as well.
Jojo Rabbit's now up for rent on iTunes as well.
That one won some as well. Yeah.
That one, Best Adapted Screenplay. Love the writer and director, that Taiki Waititi. I can't ever pronounce his name, but he's great.
Did you notice how Diane Keaton was seemed a little out of it during her presentation with Keanu Reeves?
Okay, no, but they were meshing and vibing. I think that was just kind of part of the thing. Like, they were vibing off of each other. It was really funny and quirky. I thought
she
it was cute.
She almost knocked over the microphone.
She did.
Adam Sandler got the big snub, of course, but he did pick up the best male lead at the 2020 Film Independent Spirit Awards on Saturday. There was some talk about whether or not he might actually get nominated for an Academy Award for Uncut Gems, and he kind of took a swipe at the Academy when he was giving his acceptance speech for the Spirit Award on Saturday night.
You know, a few weeks back when I was quote-unquote snubbed by the Academy, it reminded me when I briefly attended high school and was overlooked for the coveted yearbook superlative category, best looking. That accolade was given to a jean jacket wearing featherhead bag by the name of Skipper Jenkins. But my classmates did honor me with the allegedly less prestigious designation of best personality. And tonight, as I look around this room, I realize the Independent Spirit Awards are the best personality awards of Hollywood. Let all those featherhead fans get their Oscars tomorrow night. Their handsome good looks will fade in time, while our independent personalities will shine on forever.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So how did your family embarrass you? In front of the entire world, or at least that's how it felt at the time. Bridget joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hey, Bridget. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what happened?
So when I was 17, my senior boyfriend called the house, and my stepdad answered. He covered up the receiver, or so he thought, and he yelled down the hallway, "Hey, is Bridget home, or is she out with Winky on a string?" So when my boyfriend got picked up on the call, he goes, no, this is Winky on a string.
Oh, no. So he embarrassed you by calling your boyfriend at the time Linky on a string. What does that mean,
Linky on a string?
I assume that means that he followed me around with his man bits.
Oh, that's great. Gosh.
I mean, it worked out. We've been together 17 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you still give your stepdad a hard time for ragging on him when he was, in fact, your soulmate?
We did until he passed, but yeah.
Good for you guys, man. Thanks for the call today. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, going to our Facebook here. When I was 13 years old, my dad and I went into the Wow record store. When we walked in, disco music was playing, and my dad went full-on John Travolta in the middle of the store. The entire wall when you walk in was TV screens, and he was on all of them. I wanted to die. And 20 years later, I am that parent.
I love that.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So how did your family member embarrass you to no end? Like, you thought that you were never going to be able to get over it. This one got texted over to us at 73100. My dad came to a school assembly, and they asked all the dads to come up on the stage and embarrass their kids. I knew I was doomed. My dad got up there and attempted to drop into the splits.
Oh.
He then needed help getting up. We'll never forget it.
Oh, my gosh. His poor groins. Oh, he was probably like, sore for like a whole month.
Man, if you don't hit the splits on a regular basis,
you can't bust them out.
Yeah, don't just drop it.
Parents at schools, do you do this, Dave? Have you gotten to the point where like you're like kind of like excited like to pick up the girls from school one day and like blast like embarrassing music whenever you're picking them up? My mom used to do that, and I feel like I can't wait to do that to my kids.
It's still a little early for that because my oldest, she's 4, and so they don't like just release them to go running out
right
to go meet the parents at the car. So eventually that's going to come. I'm just curious if it's going to be music that I actually still think is cool and viable.
Yeah.
I'm like playing Soundgarden, and she's like, Old Town Road.
Old Town Road. Windows down, leaned back in the seat. Trying to act so cool. Oh, yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Moose said, my mom once accidentally called my ex and then handed the phone to me saying it was my girlfriend while I was on the phone with my girlfriend at the time.
That
didn't end well for you. I know it didn't.
Yeah, that is. Or she knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah, she wanted to blow it up. She didn't like that girlfriend that you got.
Yeah, she didn't like the new one.
Robert said, how did my family embarrass me? They left me at the Grand Canyon. Dang.
Isn't that like the plot line of Joe Dirt? Are you Joe Dirt? Are you okay, Joe Dirt?
He actually posted a GIF of Joe Dirt with that comment.
Oh, classic movie. Classic.
Annalee, my granny got me thong underwear when I was 14 for Christmas. So everyone had their parents sitting around, including me, and I open my present, and out pop bright green G-strings for the whole family to see.
Hold up. That's happened to me, too. That is so funny. My grandparents always give us underwear every year, and one year they got me, like, a thong. It was, like, just in one of those, like, eggs from Victoria's Secret or whatever it is. It's like a little circular thing or ornament. You have no idea what's on the inside, except for it's just a size, right? Yeah. Pull, and it's a straight up thong. And we are one of those families. You have to go around each individual person and show what you got. So I'm like, thanks, Grandma and Grandpa. Ever since, it's always like extra large, like granny panties.
How
like it's like
old
a white
were
elephant
you at the time?
I had to have, I was like a teenager.
Oh, no.
Old enough for it to be mortifying, embarrassing. Now I would just be like, yee. Let's go.
Next, more underwear. Who couldn't?
More underwear.
Give me
Thank
some
you.
Socks, too.
Just don't be mean and give me the wrong size.
Armando said, when I was in high school, in between the bell to go to my class, my brother, who is 16 months apart from me, thought it'd be funny to grab my foot while I was going up the stairs, since he was a couple of steps behind me, and trip me. I rolled down 5 steps. Everyone laughed at me. Mind you, I am a 6'3" football player, so just imagine my big ass just tumbling down the stairs.
Oh.
Better than, like, chipping your tooth, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, you remember going from, like, if you had a class on the top floor, third or fourth floor of your high school, and you had to go down to, like, the basement, and you would just, like, jump
between like the half floors. I don't know how my knees made it through high school.
You would jump through the half floors?
Oh yeah, I would. You would like take one step and then jump to the middle. Jump like if you're trying to get down there fast because you want to get a good seat.
That's crazy.
I had really bad digestive issues when I was a kid. I wasn't feeling well after dinner. My two older sisters and their boyfriends were in the living room with my mom when I came in crying about my stomach hurting. I let out the biggest fart ever heard by a seven-year-old girl. Turns out they had a new tape recorder and were just happened to be recording at that time. And they showed it to everyone who would listen. Family, friends, over the next couple of days, I still get picked on about that one giant fart.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So how did your family embarrass you to no end? Dads were invited to the boys' sixth grade sex ed class that happened after school. All of the sixth grade boys were there with their dads. And a slide came up showing a cartoon image of some guy having an involuntary ping.
Oh, my gosh.
My dad immediately started laughing hysterically. He said, "Hey, I know that's going to happen to you."
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
I faked being sick for a few days after that just so I wouldn't have to go to school.
I mean, why would you bring in the parents for that? Like, the parents don't want to be there for that with, like, a bunch of other, like, 30 other sixth-grade boys.
No,
God.
It probably smelled so bad in that room. Because that's a weird age where they're just not quite sure.
Put deodorant on.
Whether or not to use deodorant.
Always use deodorant.
Some days are less stinky than others.
Like, I mean, right? Can't we just start using, like, it's not bad for you. You don't have to necessarily even get the antiperspirant. Just start with, like, the regular, just straight deodorant.
Straight up Axe.
Don't buy
your
kid
Axe. Dad called the whole family when both me and my sister got our periods. We were mortified. Why would he do that? And then she added, like, everyone, my uncles, aunts, older brother, he was so proud.
What?
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 Was he a single dad?
Right.
Was that what it was?
I don't know, man.
If he's a single dad, he might not know better.
Come on, man.
But like, if
yes, you do.
If your mom's there, or if you're married.
Stay out of it, man.
That's just so personal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure my mom probably called and was like, oh, my God. But
it's one thing
bizarre.
If it's your mom, like, calling your aunt or something. It's another thing if it's your dad calling your uncle. Like, what? Can you imagine getting that phone call?
Odd.
This one, unbeknownst to me, my dad once overheard me and my girlfriend at the time getting it on. To my embarrassment, he innocently made a comment regarding how loud she was, and he heard her. She was so embarrassed, and she wanted to go home immediately after that.
Yeah.
That wasn't an innocent comment.
No, that was not innocent.
He was like, hey, man, chill out. Or grab a pillow.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So your family embarrassing you. That's just one of the beautiful things about having a family, especially if you have a large family. It just compounds. Emery said, my mom has this pink fanny pack that she's been rocking for 2 decades. I want to light that thing on fire.
It's come back.
It has.
Fanny pack has been back.
I just bought a fanny pack.
Shut up. You did not.
Yeah.
Bro.
What color is it?
For traveling?
Not for you.
Is it bright pink?
Oh, yeah. My wife's got one.
Oh,
I got one.
Oh, my God.
It's Lululemon. It's nice.
Ooh. It's fancy. Brand name. How much did you pay for it?
I don't know how much.
It's got to easily be $100.
Will you please Google how much a Lululemon fanny pack is?
What are you guys saying? I'm going to say $60.
I'm easily $100.
Taking the over.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to go
$89. $89?
Because, you know, like I said, I want to keep all my wallet, my cell phone.
Hold on.
My...
So you and your wife are going to be at Disney together wearing matching fanny packs.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, the Everywhere Belt Bag, as they call it on their website, retails for $38 before shipping.
Oh, $38.
Is that the one that she's got, though?
Yeah. No. I
that
bet she...
right there?
She got the fancy one.
No, that is the fancy one. What are you talking about?
They're all fancy, actually. These are really nice. I might buy one now.
I've also got a Lion's Choice version, which is a fast food restaurant in St. Louis. But that one doesn't have as many pockets.
See, that's kind of funny because it's ironic. This is not you trying to be ironic. You're actually
I want it for function.
You're doing this for the functionality of it. Yeah.
Because
what do you need to carry that you can't fit into your pockets?
Wallets. Keys.
Who has multiple wallets?
My wallet's huge. I got so much money in there. I don't know.
No, you just keep the cards that are from like 2002. Not too long ago, he was just like trying to empty it out, and it was like a Chick-fil-A card in there that's like never
That's expired by 5 years.
Whatever, man. Reminds me of the good times when I could get Chick-fil-A for free anytime I wanted.
Melissa said, powder puff football game senior year, try to catch the ball, hit me in the face, and it went to another teammate who caught it, ran it in, scored the touchdown right off my face.
You get the
At least it was my team.
You get the assist on that?
Right.
Does that count as a pass?
Larissa said, my mom walked me from class to class to make sure I didn't ditch for a few days until one of my teachers started hitting on her.
Oh, my gosh.
Kevin said, my parents like to show toddler pictures of me standing in the toilet. I like that. I mean, this is back in the day, too, so they had to, like, oh, he's standing in the toilet. Make sure he doesn't move. Let me go get the camera. Come over. Critique. Probably take two just to be sure. And then they took it and got it developed, and it's been a story ever since.
If you're standing in the toilet, that's definitely photo worthy.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Andy said, anyone else ever gotten yelled at or gotten whooped by your mom or dad right in front of your friends?
Oh, no.
And you just try awkwardly stand there like it doesn't hurt and try your best not to cry in front of your friends? Because those were some of my most embarrassing moments from back in the day.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave. I'm worried about you. You gotta be tired, man. Let me know. Just let me know. Seriously, be honest. You work too hard, man. You got too many jobs. You got too many kids. You need to relax, man. Or, man, I'm afraid one day you're gonna wake up and just leave the country, go alone, you know, take off and just go live on a beach somewhere. That's it. Bye-bye, Dave. Tell us.
Message deleted.
Yeah, man, I'm tired. And I never get to sleep in, like, even on days when I don't have to wake up early for work.
Because the kids are up
the
early.
The kids, man, like, they don't give a damn about me just wanting to get a precious extra hour of sleep.
So you need to get a second place.
A second place?
Like, baby, this is not, like, I got to get sleep.
This is not for, like, another family. Yeah. I'm not having an affair. Like, I just, can I have an affair with a nap?
Do you ever get to nap?
No. Very rarely. I mean, sometimes, like, if they're out, you know, and about during the day, and there's, like, an extra, like, 20 minutes in there, but
20 minutes?
It's not, these aren't, like, 3-hour, 4-hour Mahoney naps, you know?
Oh, man, I laid down on a couch yesterday, grabbed a, like, weighted blanket, and I just, like, it was, like, 3 in the afternoon. I slept until, like, almost 7. It was great.
Oh,
then went back
gosh.
To bed at 9 o'clock.
How?
I love sleep.
It's amazing.
It's phenomenal.
It's amazing. But, yeah, no, I'm definitely not going to leave the country and go live on a beach somewhere because, again, too many kids. It's expensive. I don't have enough money to go do that. All that nonsense. Maybe I could afford to move to Nebraska or something. I don't know.
Yeah, beach places, tax is way too high.
Way too high. Way too
high. Way too high.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Sometimes I get so mad when people don't know these lines from the movie Quote Quiz. Like, are they, Ian, man, I'm sorry. You have to put up with these know-nothings. Classics.
Message deleted.
Ian has a violent reaction when people lose at the movie Quote Quiz.
Lose
he
sleep.
Gets so mad.
I lose sleep over the movie Quote Quiz. Every night before we do that, I get so nervous and so self-conscious, and it makes me feel pretentious because I love movies. And I put these quotes in there, and they seem so easy in my head. But then when we put them on air, these people just make them seem like they're so tough. And people just don't know cinema anymore. That's what I've
They don't know
it up
the
here.
Cinema.
They don't know cinema.
Don't
know cinema anymore.
Now,
that's it. No one appreciates it.
That
it's a
sounded
lost
snooty
art.
Right there. People don't know cinema.
They don't.
Just put a Billy Madison quote in there, and everything will be fine.
Oh, God,
we do, and they miss it.
Yeah, and then, exactly.
They do miss it.
And they miss it, and they say some other dumb Adam Sandler movie.
The guy last week got 3 for 3. It was fine.
Yeah, he was
that
victorious.
Yeah. Dumb that one down.
He's dumbing it down, Dave.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's necessary
the
sometimes.
Me and Mahoney were talking. We want to do like a hard movie quote quiz or an easy one.
God. That's right.
And it, yeah.
But just pick the level.
Yeah, exactly.
See and if you're a real pro or not.
Exactly.
Like not these gimme, these softballs being lobbed at you.
Yeah, but then what do they get the same prizes if they were on expert level versus
easy? Yeah, but
easy?
You get the self-satisfaction and knowing that you are a true boss.
You got put to the test and you came through. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With no just, extra incentive?
Not a participation ribbon.
You guys are so exhausted.
What? How is that exhausting?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Why do people like really firm beds? I mean, who wants to sleep on a piece of wood? You realize that sleep is actually pretty important for you, and waking up feeling like a pile of garbage doesn't do much for you the next day. Am I right?
Message deleted.
Correct.
I will say there are times in my life when I really like a firm bed.
Times in your life?
Yes. It's when I am much
in much better shape. Like when I'm I am much thinner, yeah. I love a firm bed. When I am fat, there's nothing worse than a firm bed.
Really? You can tell the difference?
Oh yeah. Like I mean,
based on your weight,
100%. Because it's like with the fat and the firm, there's no like moving around, and so it's just kind of like
you pushes it all in one area.
So I'm kind of like a weeble wobble that you're just kind of bouncing back and forth all night long. Funny. Whereas if I've got a flatter stomach and I can lay on my stomach and that's flat, then it's phenomenal.
Wait, so you don't sleep on your stomach when you're heavier?
No, I do on a firm or on a soft bed. At home, okay, my bed's soft.
Do you have one of those that you can change?
I don't like those. Those are not.
Some
me.
Beds are too complicated. It shouldn't be that tricky. Although beds aren't the problem for me. Pillows. Do you guys have like pillow issues?
I can
never get the pillows right.
I will spend $1 billion on a good pillow.
But that's what I mean. Like I'll go out and buy new pillows, and then like they're still not right.
Never.
Like, what is the exact right firmness for a pillow? And I refuse to buy them from that.
I have two of the My Pillows.
You did?
Yeah. They're not bad though.
Just out of principle, that guy seems so creepy. I don't know anything about him. I just know that he's creepy.
He sucks.
Does he?
He sucks.
But he makes
and still, you're like, whatever.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Man, so this is a tough one for this dude to try to explain. Fell through some ice in Minneapolis, but he said that it's not his fault. Google Maps told him to cross the river.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
is made his way back to his Minneapolis hotel around 3 a.m. Tried to cross the icy Mississippi River, which does not freeze over for you to walk across, near the Stone Arch Bridge, and fell partly through the ice. He told the fire crews that rescued him that his Google Maps told him to cross the river, so it's not his fault. Speculated maybe that he had misinterpreted the directions and had a little bit to drink. The man who was visiting from out of state had a mild case of hypothermia.
Yeah, closing time in Minneapolis is just after 2 a.m., so my guess is closing down of the bars.
You're stumbling back to your hotel at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You thought you could make it because you had some of that liquid courage going on. Instead, you fall through the ice.
Can you imagine anything worse than falling through the ice in the winter in Minneapolis?
No.
While you're drunk?
He's lucky he was able to get out.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's how you become
seriously.
A drunk-sickle.
Yeah.
A drunk-sickle.
So a woman with 5 warrants for her arrest gets in trouble with the law again because that's what happens, and she gave him a fake name.
Okay. We've known people over the years to do this.
Yeah. Unfortunately for her, the fake name that she gave them also had warrants out for
the
arrest.
No way.
According to the probable cause affidavit, shortly after 9 p.m. on Wednesday, January 15th, officers observed a vehicle failing to use a turn signal when they stopped her. Both the driver and the passenger were detained after the officers observed something fly out the window. The passenger, later identified as Sharika Strawn, 28, told officers her name was Porshala Strawn.
Probably a sister or a cousin?
Probably, yeah. Turns out they're like, oh yeah, this if you are in fact Porshala Strawn, you have warrants out for your arrest. That's when she's like, oh no, I'm sorry, it's me, Sharika Strawn. And they're like, well, you have 5 warrants out for your arrest.
Oh my god.
They found a clear plastic baggie containing a green leafy substance that tested positive for marijuana.
Criminals.
Boo. Yeah.
I mean, it's lame that they're getting arrested for marijuana. I'm totally down for arresting people for littering, though.
Yeah.
You throw it out the window, that's jail.
How dare you?
6 months in county.
Also, the whole, like, driving under the influence thing. But you know what's really messed up, though, is that she was trying to use someone else to get her out of trouble.
Yep.
And what, was she just going to tarnish that person's name, too?
No, we've all done it. Don't lie.
Not like my sister. I'm not using my sister's name or my family member's name.
I'll sign my cousin out. I'm fine with that.
So a Naples police officer arrested a woman for disorderly intoxication and arrested her husband, too, because he told officers that he wanted to go to jail. Lori Celo, 49 years old, and her husband, Peter, 51, were arguing with a bartender at the dock at Creighton Cove in downtown Naples. Never been. Sure, it's lovely. Bartender at the restaurant said that they were upset that Mrs. Celo had put her feet on the bar and
wearing any undergarments.
And she didn't have anything, so everyone was just hey. She put her feet on the bar, and she was fully exposed. At that point, I asked if they could leave. I took their drinks and asked them if they would leave. Said the bartender, He told the couple that he'd call the police if they refused to leave, and they responded by yelling vulgar and racist comments. Lovely. During their arguments, Mrs. CeeLo said, "I don't have to go anywhere because my dad is the chief of police."
Oh,
super
gross.
Except for not in whatever part of Florida that you're in, Miss CeeLo.
So the Naples cop showed up, but Mrs. CeeLo kept refusing to leave. She began grabbing at an officer's hand and asked him to take her to jail. Then Mr. CeeLo asked an officer, "Will you just walk my wife up to our room and sing her a silly song and lullaby?" Shortly after, Mrs. CeeLo was put in handcuffs and was walking towards the car. Husband stumbles out and goes, "If she's going, I want to go to jail too." Here's some of the people that were at this bar that saw the whole thing go down.
I think they should be very, very, very ashamed of themselves. And when they sober up, they may be.
I don't know if she did it on purpose, but it was in fact happening. I mean, she had her legs up and her, you know, she was exposed, and that was just unacceptable.
They both, in fact, went to jail and were charged with trespassing and public intoxication.
The Docks, this restaurant that they were at, wasn't like a hopping bar. They had like some B-roll footage of this bar. The news did.
It looked so dirty.
No, it was nobody in there was under 100. It was the oldest place I've ever seen.
Bingo in the corner.
I mean, these were the young whippersnappers, and they were like 55 years old. So
showing their little parts everywhere. Good.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Also, dummy, like, I get that, like, you love my wife. If she's going, I'm going. Just go follow, take
bail
it over,
her out.
Bail her out.
Yeah.
We've been looking for you.
Who's got the warrant?
Matt joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Matt? How you doing?
Not bad.
So this game is a pretty simple one. Ian goes out and he talks to unsavory characters on the streets, and all of them have had issues with the law in the past, as many of us have. But this particular individual that you're trying to sniff out has an active warrant out for their arrest right now. All right, so your job is just try to figure out who that individual is based on the stories that we're going to hear from each of them, okay?
All right.
So the first person that we're going to meet, Ian, if you could describe, like, were you know, a certain part of town, a dicey part of town when you met these individuals? Were they all in the same place, at the same bar, or did you have to kind of seek them out?
Now, the best part about Who's Got the Warrant is I could do this bit anywhere. I'm not just secluded to one bar laundromat. I go everywhere. This particular Who's Got the Warrant segment, I did on the east side of town. Not really the best part.
Okay.
I was over there actually doing some grocery shopping. Because there's some grocery stores over there that I frequent very often. So, I was over
east
there.
East side of town?
Yeah, all right.
I do. What?
You just go grocery shopping on the east side of town, even though you live in
the... It's the best place to get tortillas, man.
Okay, all right.
Is it cheaper?
So let's meet our first contestant and who's got the warrant.
Do you want to give your name, boss?
Josh.
Hey, Josh. What do you got tattooed on your knuckles?
Native boy.
Yeah. That's kind of intimidating, though.
Yeah, I try not to be.
Hello?
Well, a couple of questions for you. How old are you? What do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced?
I'm 30 years old. I work in construction, and I'm single.
I didn't know we were on our way.
And you're single?
Yeah, I'm single.
You're a good-looking guy, man. What are you doing? Put yourself out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Now, have you ever had any run-ins with the law?
Yes, I have.
How many?
About five.
Five. What was the worst one of those?
Drinking in public.
Oh, how drunk were you?
I was smashed, bro. I was f***ed up.
What were you drinking?
Vodka.
Just straight vodka?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Didn't cut it with anything? Maybe a little
Josh,
soda?
Josh also sounds like he's like 50 years old.
He was younger. I would say about 35.
And also, how dare those 30. People get loud and interrupt your very important interview that you were conducting?
I know. How dare she?
So, Matt, does Josh sound like somebody who could have an active warrant out for his arrest?
It kind of does. I mean,
possible,
my brother
right?
kind of got in trouble for that, right?
Yeah.
So.
All right, let's continue. Here is contestant number two, and who's got the warrant?
Do you want to give your name, ma'am?
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Stephanie, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? What do you do for a living? Single, married, divorced?
27, single.
Did you just have to remember how old you were?
The order of the questions.
You don't have to answer them in order. It's fine. And then, do you do anything for work?
Personal assistant.
Okay. Now, have you ever been arrested before?
Yes.
How many times?
Quite a few.
What's quite a few?
Maybe about 7-8 times.
Okay. Have you ever done time in prison?
I done prison terms.
You've done, of course. For what?
Distribution of controlled narcotics.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. A personal assistant to who?
Uh-huh.
The mob?
And how long did she do in prison, Ian?
She was doing terms of about 6 months.
Okay.
All right. Personal assistant.
Mm.
think that's code for drug dealer. I'm not certain. I don't know.
All right, let's meet our final contestant. I think you got your work cut out for you today, Matt. Here is the third and final contestant, Who's Got the Warrant.
Okay, we're here and we're playing Who's Got the Warrant. Now, do you want to give your name, sir?
Joe.
Joe. Wait, isn't there a movie?
Yeah, so it is.
Is that about you?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. All right, so, Mr. Joe, how old are you? What do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced?
I'm divorced, I'm single, and I'm retired.
You're just living the dream right now, aren't you?
I'm living the dream, American dream.
Now tell me, have you ever had any run-ins with the law in the past?
I certainly have.
Whoa, you sound pretty confident in that. How many times?
Many times. More than I can count.
Oh, Mr. Joe, have you ever been to jail?
I certainly have.
You've never been to prison, though.
I've been there, too.
How long, Mr. Joe?
About 10 years.
Oh, my. 10 years in prison. That is some pretty serious lockup.
Do we know why he did 10 years in prison?
Mr. Joe did not want to disclose why he's been
even 10. Off air?
No, he did not want to talk about that.
Okay, all right.
Okay. 10 years, that's a pretty long sentence.
That's very extensive.
Like, that's more so. I mean, everyone.
Yeah, I mean, everyone here has had some serious run ins with the law.
This is a tough one.
This is a tough one. Mm-hmm. Matt, let's start here. Who do you think definitely does not have the warrant, if you had to guess?
Does not. I'm going to guess one probably doesn't.
All right, first, so you're going to say Josh does not have the warrant, and you are correct.
That
there.
Is correct.
So, yes.
He's good.
Let's have a listen to Josh.
Now, here's the ultimate question. Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
I do not have a warrant out for my arrest.
All right, so see, we're good
confident.
There. We're good there.
Boy.
So now it's down to a coin flip. So we have Stephanie, who has spent a lot of time behind bars and as the personal assistant had a lot of trouble answering questions. And then we had Joe, who has been in prison for 10 years.
But is he reformed, though? Is he reformed?
Is he? That's the question.
She's done several six-month stints. Mm. He did a 10-year run. Who do you think has the warrant?
If he's retired and he seems like he's getting his stuff together, I kind of want to lean towards the second one.
For the win, you are correct.
Wow. Easily the hardest who's got the warrant we've had.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very impressed.
He sounded toothless, so, I mean, it kind of makes sense.
So let's have a listen to Joe.
Mr. Joe, I have to ask you then, because we're playing Who's Got the Warrant, do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
I do not.
Are you sure?
I'm a law-abiding citizen.
There you go.
He's got teeth.
Turn things around. The girl sounds like she doesn't sound.
Was she missing any teeth?
She was missing a couple of teeth.
I mean, missing a couple of teeth.
Just a couple, though.
Here is Steph, who's got the warrant.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
Terrorist threat.
Wait, do you really?
Yes.
Wait, what does that even mean? Did you threaten to burn someone's house down or something?
I threatened to blow up the world.
She was involved in a police situation, and she told police that she wanted to burn the world down, so she was charged with a Class B felony of terroristic threats.
Oh, yeah, that's you know, when the cops just hate somebody. They're like, okay, we know that you're not going to burn the world down, but
let's go.
You're going to jail.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So to say that things are going well for the casinos is probably a little bit of an understatement. And, you know, generally the things, you know, in the economy, people are a little more flush with cash. What do? They don't save it for retirement. They instantly go out to the casino and gamble it.
Of course.
Like we all do.
Double
it's
it
fine.
Up.
It's fine. Yeah, right. I mean, you put it all on black. You get one simple spin of the die, and next thing you know, boom. Twice the retirement money.
Twice. I prefer blackjack, personally.
Do you?
Yeah.
Smart. So, largest Nevada casino report of $2 billion gained in fiscal 2019. So, that is, of course, gambling, food, beverage sales, room rentals, other factors. It's not just people losing a whole bunch of money on the slots, but still, it's huge. So, looking at the numbers over the past 12 months, yeah, they're saying that those properties reported total revenues of $24.5 billion and paid $892 million in gambling taxes and fees. 10.2% of their gambling revenue, according to the report. The results compare with a net loss of $1.17 billion in fiscal 2018 on total revenues of $27.1 billion. So things are going well.
Which means that's good. But let's just, hey, let's save some of that money. So when things aren't so good,
yeah,
we don't have to, you know, go crazy like we did in 2008.
Well, speaking of 2008, one of the big problems, of course, was the collapse of the entire housing industry across the country, including very much so here in Las Vegas.
More so here than almost anywhere else in the country.
Existing home prices dipped last month in Southern Nevada, but remained above $300,000, according to the latest numbers from the Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors. The median sale price in January, 305,000. So the all-time high for Vegas is 315. That was back in June of 2006, just before the recession came crashing in. Drove the area home prices to bottom out at $112,000
in 2012. That's pretty scary. Yep. I saw something the other day, and I'm going to actually try and pull it up so that I don't make a mockery of myself here, but there was like a 70% chance of a recession within the next like X amount of years.
There's
Did you guys
couple,
see that?
There's a couple of economists who are saying that it's going to happen in the next like 6 to 8 months, you know, or right around there. So it always, if we remember anything, it always, these things always seem to like coincide right before an election or right after an election.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
true. Yeah.
Let's, you know, again,
is it really depressing to think that the super rich, you know, that 0.1% of the people out there want a recession?
Yeah,
because everything just goes on sale?
Yeah, it's 70% chance of recession, like you said, Mahoney, in the next 6 months. And it's a study from MIT. So
wait, in the next 6 months?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, if you think about that, that's puts us right around October, so right before November.
Right before election time.
Right before the election. Mm. So, again, I hope it doesn't happen because, again, nobody wants to go back to that, especially if you've been living in Las Vegas for an extended period of time and getting kicked in the face during the Great Recession. It definitely scarred a lot of us, and we're a little bit more trepid, but I love hearing that the economy is doing well and that the casinos are doing well, because that means people are going to be gainfully employed in our city. And that's what we want.
That's the important part.
So the Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl. What do? They come to Vegas to party.
Nice.
So members of the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, checked into Aria on Friday, flooded the resort's mega club there, and were hanging out partying until all hours of the night. They say that there was a line out of the building until about 3 a.m. to get in and party with people. But yeah, it's inside
of Jewel.
Yeah, Jewel.
I can't even keep up. I'm like, is it Hayes still? They went to Hayes. Do you remember Hayes? That was at Aria.
Yeah, that was
such a garbage place.
That was years ago though, man. We went there one time. We're like, this sucks.
So they went to okay.
They went to Jewel, and I mean, it's I guess it's a huge club. I haven't been there.
Yeah.
But two levels, 24,000 square feet. Hmm. And there was frequent reminders that the Super Bowl champs were in the house.
Okay.
It would have been a real party if Andy Reid had showed up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But, I mean, you know, Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, whatever. Bring your money here.
I mean, Andy Reid, meanwhile, is just going to, you know, just living on a bed of cheeseburgers.
Sleep.
In the meantime.
Why can I imagine that they actually made him a couch made out of White Castles and he's just slowly eating it until he ends up on the floor?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Living his best life, man.
I feel like Andy Reid is your spirit animal.
Yeah, damn right he is.
Tipsy or toddler?
Charlie is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Charlie? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. So tell us about your personal life. Do you have any kids in your life? Do you have nieces, nephews, children of your own?
No real kids. Friends have had kids, but I've worked in food and beverage for a little bit.
So you're familiar with drunk people. But let me tell you, as a dad of a couple of young kids, drunk people and toddlers are extraordinarily similar. They're just walking around the room, bumping into all kinds of stuff, saying nonsensical things. I mean, there is a strong correlation between the actions between the two of them. Let's see if you can figure this out. So we've got five different things that were said, and you're trying to figure out if these things were said by a person who's had way too much to drink or a little kid. We're just going to read you the actual words before you make your guess. If you get 3 out of 5, you win today, okay?
Wonderful.
Mahoney, take it away.
Number one. You're getting married again? And now? I didn't even know him. I didn't need to lie. No! You.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That was wonderful. And I'm going to say that's a toddler.
Yes.
Very nice.
That's a toddler. Let's have a listen. Accurate.
He did really good.
Yeah. Well done. All right.
Will that be the person if anybody has any objections to this union?
Yeah. All right. So you are on the board with one. Well done. On to number two, Audrey.
Dave, give me a freaking donut with sprinkles. I said, give me a freaking donut with sprinkles.
That sounds so good right now.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That sounds more like a tipsy person.
You know, you'd think, but that is also a toddler. Let's have a listen.
Dave, give me a freaking donut with sprinkles. I said, give me a freaking donut with sprinkles.
That kid is hammered.
This kid is so drunk.
All right, here we go on to number three. And you're doing these. You don't want to sleep on the ground like a dog. This is how you set the bed up. You get inside it. How are you supposed to be live like a blanket?
Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
I'm going to have to go with tipsy on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a little bit too much. Here we go.
And you're doing this. You want to sleep on the ground like a dog? I'm trying to set the bed up. You get inside of it. How are you supposed to live like a blanket?
Man, think about how good of a life a blanket has.
Depends laying around all day.
Yeah. Yeah, it just depends. What if you're like one of those like Linus blankets from Peanuts, where you're just getting dragged everywhere. He doesn't shower.
All right, so you got two correct, one incorrect. You can win it right here with a correct one. Take it away, Mahoney.
That's what the babble.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Tipsy.
For the win, you got it.
The way this reads on paper, it honestly looks like it's like the Lion King intro. Nah, that's wabada.
Let's have a listen, see if it works. I mean, kind of.
Nah.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Mahoney has found this audio that is arguably the cutest audio on the entire internet. And it's this sweet little baby that is laughing at its mom sneezing.
Fake sneezing.
Yeah, so she's pretending to sneeze and this kid just cannot get enough of it. But we have figured out over the years, it's so cute. I mean, this kid is just having the time of its life when it's, you know, the mom's sitting there fake sneezing. And we figured out over the years, you know, messing with audio, that if you slow down a baby laughing, it sounds a lot different.
Ew.
And so let's go ahead and take it a step further.
Oh my God!
That is the same
awful.
Child.
That baby wants to play a game.
Yes.
Oh my gosh! That's like nightmare fuel.
Oh man, I love it too.
But just so sweet, right? You know, he's just laughing. Didn't you wish you get anybody to laugh that hard at anything?
Yeah. So, a device is printing new skin onto burns. Just passed another animal trial, so they're trying this out on obviously animals first that have been burn victims themselves. But it's actually working. So, in 2018, Canadian scientists unveiled a handheld device that prints sheets of artificial skin directly onto wounds of burn victims. One scientist described it where instead of a roll of tape where you have a micro device that squishes out a piece of tissue paper, it's basically just printing skin back onto the area that was burned. Whoa. A real game changer for people that have had to deal with serious burns throughout the course of their life.
I mean, I love this technology and it sounds amazing and this is what the future that we all wanted, but what were those ink cartridges going to run?
Isn't it just 3D prints?
Like the printer is free. Yeah, you just take the printer, but the refills.
That's why we need Shaq.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that insane, though? Like, I mean, really think about that for a second. Like jokes aside, we are printing skin.
Like, how much skin can we print?
You What do you want a whole new body or something?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I would like to be one shade tanner, please.
Can we start this whole thing over? I've ruined the first
zip, one. Like zip it tight, like tighter, so everything like fits like a little spank.
That is the that is the future that we hope for. This is the future that we have instead. One bride and groom are planning on forcing their guests to sit through a timeshare presentation as part of their wedding. According to the story, the author's friend was looking for advice on whether she should go to the wedding, and she feels like she should probably skip it. But after explaining her friend's relationship to the bride and groom, so the bride and groom have a destination wedding in Cancun, and they have been hesitant to go for a couple of reasons. But the big thing is that they have to sit through a timeshare presentation in order to go to the wedding.
No. Zero chance.
Yeah.
What?
Those
meetings last like 4 hours.
Yeah.
They are not quick.
There is nothing on the planet that is more excruciating than a timeshare presentation. Ugh. Like, and then on top of that, you pair it up with a wedding, which probably is going to suck too. Like, just go to a bar. Like, hey, I'll meet you guys down there. Tell me where the reception's at. I might show up.
Man, why's the wedding gotta suck too?
Boring.
Oh my God.
No, it's like, weddings come on to my wedding. It's going to be a wonderful time.
Sit through this timeshare meeting.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I went on a date that was so weird the other day. The girl was on her phone the entire time, acted totally disinterested, ordered the most expensive thing on the menu, and then wanted to go home with me. Like, I wanted to say no because she sucked so bad and the date sucked so bad, but I didn't. I'm weak. But the date really did suck.
Message deleted.
Well, you're leaving out some crucial information.
Yeah, I mean, like, how was the at-home part?
Yeah.
Because that can make up for a lot.
Yeah,
it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Right.
You know, that's, No?
Have you ever been in one of those scenarios where you've had, like, a really crap date, still went home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean we're pretty simple creatures.
Yeah, we're like, oh yeah, hey.
I think the real question here is, have you?
No, because if I've ever not enjoyed a date, I just am like, I want to go home. There's like, no, I'm not gonna give it up just for what? I got tools.
Even if they're like super hot, they were like, if it was like a super hot guy, because like if it was a super hot chick for us. No matter what. You can punch me. You can be like, your mom
she can talk
is,
about
a,
how
is
she,
a whore.
Yeah, how and, she loves kicking puppies. And you're like, I'll try to talk you out of it.
No,
she can grow. She can grow.
Change her.
No,
save her from
herself. Because it's usually almost where guys who are always just like talking about themselves because they know they're so good looking. And that is,
boring,
you know what I mean?
Huh?
That is so, it's just so just, ugh.
But I'm so interesting.
Such
though.
A turn off.
So it's much to share.
Yeah, I just want to share a piece of me.
I
with
want you to
no,
know the
No, I don't
real want me. To
know how successful you think you are, what kind of money you think you're making.
I drive a 2013 Toyota Avalon with 109,000 miles on it.
You're screaming at me like that over dinner. God.
Don't act like you don't like it.
I eat a lot of nuts.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I'm lacking in a particular region that is, in some people's eyes or you know, other places, very important. I have yet to come to terms with it, but I know that this is a safe line, so I'm just saying it. I'm small. Should I give in to 2020 and feel bad about it, or I don't know. I'm small.
Message deleted.
You know, you got to be careful because, I mean, yes, you probably are accurate if you've come to that conclusion. However, if you're basing it just off of the adult films that you watch, I mean, there is an unrealistic expectation out there for a lot of guys as to what the rest of the world is working with.
It goes both ways.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you know, unrealistic body types and that sort of thing.
An unrealistic appreciation for the adult relations.
Yeah.
Like, the girls that you hook up with are not going to act like the girls in those movies, and the guys that you hook up with, ladies, are not going to be hooking you up like those guys in those movies.
Yeah, it's ruined me. Yeah. Every pizza guy that comes over, I get nervous. I don't know.
Also,
and me and my stepmom now, I don't know. What? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It was weird. I don't know.
Morning, morning show on X107.5.
I prefer the term petite. That sounds so much classier.
Yeah.
Petite? petite. Smells even smaller than small. Why does the word petite just sound extra petite?
You and your stepmom. Like, are you actually just trying to take care of me when I'm sick, or are you hitting on me, lady?
Yeah, like, what's the deal? Don't give me that look.
I mean, who doesn't love like a petite macaroon?
Macaroon? Is that what you call it?
The petite filet?
Yeah.
It's a small piece of meat.
6 ounces.
Petite?
That's huge. It's enough. It's enough. It'll fill you up.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So a Yukon, Oklahoma neighborhood is on edge after one of the neighbors went on a violent spree, allegedly throwing fecal matter, breaking down a fence, and barricading himself inside of his home. Eventually, the bomb squad had to come out with a SWAT team and their own robot. But this guy had a gun in his hand, and his neighbor was allegedly trying to break down their shared fence with a Roomba.
A Roomba.
I didn't know those things were sturdy enough to be used as a battering ram towards a fence.
Neither did I, but it turned out to be a 12-hour ordeal, and this Roomba attacker actually called 911 to report his neighbor.
I'd like to report a bag.
Sir, you'd like to report a what?
A bag.
Can you speak like an adult, please, and tell me what situation you're having?
D-O-U.
Again, I'm going to ask you to tell me the problem that you're having.
B-B. A-Z. Bag. Did you hear that?
Yukon 911, what's the location of your emergency?
It's a bag.
Okay, I'm getting you back over to Oklahoma City.
I'm going to run you guys into the ground.
Okay, have a nice night.
Threw fecal matter out in the driveway into our yard. And I take any threat against my family dead serious to me.
So the guy calling to report a douchebag in progress.
He was the guy.
He was the guy attacking with the Roomba. Right, and the other guy was like, I ain't playing any of this. I got a gun. You come over here. My family's here. You're getting capped.
Yeah.
It's Oklahoma.
Yeah. But the whole point of Roombas is once they reach like the corner, they know not to continue on anymore. So he had
the worst battering ram ever.
He had to get his remote out and just go boop, 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 just for it to go back
forward
again.
I think he actually picked it up.
So stupid.
And what, just was using it as a
ram?
As a weapon?
They showed the news showed a picture of the Roomba that was laying in the grass. And actually, I will say, held up pretty well.
Did it?
All things considered. So,
yeah, Roombas are expensive. Who is using that? Like, I mean, some of them are like $500.
That's insane. When I first heard about this, though, I imagined that, like, the Roomba attack, the guy, like, strapped a gun to it.
Yeah, no, just...
Or, like, a knife or something.
Slowly driving it towards a fence. So, a Long John Silver's manager allegedly put her inmate boyfriend on the payroll of the fast food joint. You rock. A Western Pennsylvania woman is facing criminal charges after authorities say that she used her managerial position at Long John Silver's to put her boyfriend on the payroll while he was behind bars. So this 48-year-old, her name is Michelle, was arrested by Butler Township Police following an investigation prompted by a tip from Long John Silver's. The restaurant chain discovered that the man's name, his name is Christopher Sweet, had been added to the payroll despite never working at Long John Silver's. Butler says that this woman met Sweet in the state prison after she got her job at Long John Silver's. She stole more than $50,000 that ended up going to Sweet, according to the cops.
I need to get a job at Long John Silver's.
Right?
Man.
You made 50 G's?
Yep. She was the manager at multiple locations. She's suspecting of committing a similar crime at a location in Beaver County.
Beaver.
Sweet is reportedly out on parole in Philadelphia. Officers tracked him down and plan to bring him to Butler County to face charges.
Man, Long John Silver's.
What's he?
I mean, you can't receive stolen money. That's also against the law.
He was consulting Long John Silver's.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Just keep them hush puppies in there just a little bit longer.
Hush puppy. So pizza is sending a record number of Americans to the emergency room. In 2018, the number of hospitalizations in the United States involving pizza rocketed by more than 50% compared to the previous year, whether it's caused by falling upstairs while carrying a delivery or somebody slashing a finger with a pizza cutter. There were no fewer than 3,800 visits to the ER 2 years ago. And that figure compares to just 2,300 injuries in 2017. We are anxiously awaiting the 2019 numbers.
I can't even imagine, like, falling up the stairs while holding a pizza.
Ian,
like,
as a former delivery guy,
I have done that before.
Did you ever have any tripping incidents where you had somebody's hot food and then you took a digger?
Especially when you're delivering at like apartment complexes and you have to walk up the stairs.
Yeah.
I once had an elevator close on me early and it crushed the pizza.
What?
Yeah, that was really unfortunate. But
did you still like try to like unbend it and then bring it to him?
I gave it to him and they were fine with it. It's okay. But
no, they were.
Yes, they were. Well, they accepted it.
Your pizza looks a little
ended up on Yelp.
Man, I was working small town Wisconsin. They did Yelp. We didn't know Yelp back then.
So
how many years ago was this?
That was like maybe like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. I'm curious, though. How do you cut yourself with a pizza cutter? Because those are almost idiot-proof. They've got a guard on there.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're holding the pizza,
by your thumb, like down by the end.
Yeah, I can see that.
No, it's one hand, man. Like
one-handed.
One hand.
Yes.
You are reckless.
Who's running? Well, these are people all across the country. Like, I get it. If it was an avocado, yes. We were peeling oranges over the weekend making some.
Almost lose a finger?
Making some old fashions. Yeah.
That's what I was like, because I'd had a drink.
Oh, that's
drinks.
Why you asked me to do it?
Because that orange peeler.
Yeah, that thing's dangerous, man.
He only cares about his thumb, not yours.
Yeah, he's like, Dave, I got to go to the bathroom. Will you peel these oranges for me? And I'm like, this thing is dangerous as hell.
I was smoking the whiskey outside.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's what it was. So. Yeah. Which that is the key. That is the key to any good old fashioned.
And smoked whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And make your friends peel the orange, because that part sucks.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I just bought a
Shut up. You did not.
Yeah.
Bro.
What color is it?
For traveling?
Not for you.
Is it bright pink?
Oh, yeah. My wife's got one.
Oh,
I got one.
Oh, my God.
It's Lululemon.
Mahoney has hit a new level by buying this particular item. Mm. And he was all proud that it was Lululemon. So it's name brand.
It's functional.
I feel like Lululemon for guys gets a bad rap. It's super comfortable.
It's because they're known for the yoga pants for women. Yeah. But my brother always talks about, he's like, oh, Lululemon for guys, it's the most comfortable stuff.
Like, and they're dress pants, they're dress slacks.
Wait, they have dress slacks?
Yes.
Oh, I thought they were just like yoga pants for dudes. I was like, I'll try them.
No, man.
Yoga pants for dudes. Probably like joggers.
Well, they kind of are. They're comfortable. That's the thing. It's like they look like dress pants, but they're very, very comfortable.
Mm.
Where did you find this thing?
I went with my wife. I was there. I was like,
and they had them there for dudes.
I'm like,
too?
I'm touching these. These are soft. I gotta get a pair.
And then he went ahead and you put this particular thing on. You're like, man, this looks good on me too. I'm gonna go ahead and get one of these. Why don't we get matching ones, honey? 702-791-1075. What is the item?
Your wife doesn't want to wear matching clothes with you. Don't be mad.
No, she does. I refuse.
Uh-huh. Is that what it is?
Yeah. X1075. Good morning. What is your name?
Josh.
Josh Mahoney got a matching what? To share with his wife.
Fanny pack.
Fanny pack. Yeah. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. A name brand matching fanny pack to wear to Disneyland with his wife from Lululemon. Cool.
It is cool.
Cool.
It is cool. I'm secure enough with my masculinity to wear a matching fanny pack with my wife.
Andrew wore a fanny pack last time we went to Disney.
Did he have a gun in it?
No.
I think that stereotype is starting to go away. The only guys that I've ever known over my life that have fanny packs always have a gun and steroids in it. I don't know why it's both, but it's always both.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.